In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. We open the phone lines up, but let me give you a scripture. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Do you not know that you are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in you? If you are a believer and have surrendered your life to Jesus, the Holy Spirit is closer than your breath. I'll say it again. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? What more would we ask for? That the Spirit of God dwells within our broken hearts, that He loves us, and He leads us to Jesus, and He leads us to the truth, who is the Lord Jesus Christ.
You are the living tabernacle of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are Jesus's representative on this earth. He wants to continue his ministry through you. Jesus Christ himself wants to fill you with his love, his joy, his peace, his healing, his fullness of life. God wants to come and encounter you with all of heaven every day. He wants to infuse his divinity within your humanity so you can walk and live an ascended life, doing the same works that Jesus did while on this earth. In Corinthians, it tells us, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Do you know what God has given you through the death and resurrection of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? He has given you sanctity. He has given you life and life abundant, that we not only receive Jesus to one day go to heaven, but we pull down heaven onto this earth, that you pull down heaven into your body, that you begin to live the completion of the Our Father prayer. On earth as it is in heaven. What is on earth as it is in heaven? It's living moment by moment, second by second, doing the will of God. When Jesus walked upon this earth, he was the perfect will of the Father. He did only as the Father told him to do. Now, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do second by second what Jesus directs us to do and live in the fullness of life. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Tonight at 7 o'clock, come experience the fullness of life. Come experience a comforter, the Holy Spirit, that we can all be one accord, praising the Lord at St. John the Baptist at 44 School Street. Because as our praises go up, all of heaven comes down.
And how we need heaven in these days. How we need to experience heaven. We're so filled with the earth. You know what it says in Matthew? Because of the lawlessness that has been multiplied in our days, the love of many has grown cold. Maybe you're one of the ones that's grown cold. That's why you snapped on the radio today. It's no coincidence. It's no coincidence. Maybe you're one of the ones who have grown cold because of the lawlessness that has hit our nation, abortion, children being disfigured, becoming another sex, so sick, lawlessness has been poured out, and the love of many has gone cold. We need to know that our love is on fire with the Lord Jesus Christ, that our love is on fire with him because he loves us. And he said, you're a temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes, you are. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. And God has given this freely to you. And he asks you, how are you going to show me your love? Do you tell him today, I love you, Jesus? then we need to help people, bring people to Jesus. In John 15, he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. You who produce much fruit are called to be my disciples. Are you a disciple of Jesus? I remember Adam, Father Adam, was preaching in a church, and he said, there aren't many people who are disciples of Jesus. And when he left the church, this man said to him, I am a disciple of Jesus. And Adam says, how do you know? He said, I was blind, and when the priest held up the Eucharist, my right eye opened. And when he held up the cup of the blood, my left eye opened. And I've surrendered my life to Jesus. He is my all. I am his disciple. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030.
Is Jesus your all today? He wants to be your all. There's not one second in this life that I don't want to, you don't want to be consumed by the love of Jesus. And the love of Jesus comes as fire. And this fiery love, the fiery eyes of Jesus gazing upon you, this fire of the love of God, it starts to burn out everything of the world. It starts to burn out all of your anxiety. It starts to burn out all your concern. It starts to burn out everything besides the love of God. And when we are encompassed by the love of God, when we are filled by the fire of God, then soon everyone we come across catches fire too. Then soon, like a flint in the woods, a little flint can burn down a whole forest of woods. But when you have the love of God in you, you can walk forth and just release the kingdom. Father, we ask for you right now, even upon this radio, for a greater release of the love of God, a greater release of Jesus, a greater release of the kingdom, Lord, a greater release of the inheritance, that when we receive Jesus, we have the Father's inheritance within us. We want everything from you. You know, I tell Jesus all the time, Jesus, all I want is everything. That's all I want. Because, you know, all he wants from us is everything too. He wants to take everything in your life. And when you surrender everything to Jesus, then your life becomes easy. You know, then your life becomes filled with purpose. We have a caller who's calling.
Who's calling? Hello?
Father, this is Mary.
Who
and
is
I'm
this?
I'm calling for my great-granddaughter. She's four years old. She's May 4, August the 13th. And they found out that she has autism.
So we pray for the granddaughter.
I'm having a hard time with her.
We pray for the granddaughter that you would heal her in the name of Jesus.
Her name is Arielle.
Arielle, heal Arielle, O God, in the name of Jesus. Heal her, God, that she would function as a human being and that she would come to know Jesus, the Lord. Heal Arielle, O God, in Jesus' name, by the power of the cross. Amen. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Yes, now we have all received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. God has freely given us his grace. God has freely given us his Holy Spirit. God has freely given us himself. He said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself, all women unto myself. On the cross, you were drawn into the Sacred Heart of Jesus. On the cross, we were drawn into the Sacred Heart of Jesus. 617 770-3030. 617-770-3030.
I will send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the source of all truth. He will come to you from the Father and will tell you all about me. These are the words of Jesus. He will tell you all about me. So how can we know Jesus truly? How can we know him and experience him? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus told us, it's better that I go than stay, because I will send down my Spirit. You know, Jesus is more real to you today through the power of the Holy Spirit than Jesus was to the apostles who walked with Jesus every day. Jesus was fully divine, but he was fully human. And he did all of his work through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, this Holy Spirit, day by day, wants to come and encounter you. He wants to fill you. He wants to teach you about the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He wants to empower you with the Holy Spirit's power so that you can walk in freedom, so that you can walk in joy, so that you can walk in love, and so that you can do the same work that Jesus did and begin to release the kingdom of God upon this earth. Even as you hear Father Tom preaching, you can feel a release of the kingdom of God. You know, I left college in Arizona maybe 10 years ago, and one of my good friends I haven't talked to in a very long time, Dennis, he called me right now, and he was telling me wonderful stories of his father had committed suicide, and he was in Germany. And the Spirit of God, you know, someone led him to find his tomb. And he was touched. He was being touched. And, you know, although he never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Lord started to show him through the power of the Holy Spirit. He had a purpose and a plan for his life. And then he called me. And as I began to speak with him and share my experience in the gospel, the same Holy Spirit came upon him, and he began to just be overcome by the love of God. He began to cry. He began to just be filled with the fullness of life. You know, God has every second in your life arranged to bring you closer to him. And it's by the power of the Holy Spirit that God wants to encompass you with his love. So the Holy Spirit is going to be so present tonight. There's a deep wound in your heart, maybe something from childhood, maybe a broken marriage, something you've been holding on to for far too long. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. And only by the Spirit of God, which is a free gift, can we receive this freedom and this fullness of life and this understanding of the love of God, this understanding of this love of God that God wants to impart to you. He wants to impart to you today. So just I release it now, but come on over. If you're on the fence, to 44 School Street in Quincy, Mass, and 617-770-3030. Just give us a call so Father can pray for you.
617-770-3030. We're waiting for you. We're waiting for you. That's what we hear. You might not want to. You're afraid. You're only talking to me and Anthony. That's all. The Lord knows that's what's happening, and it just happens to go out to the people. But you're just talking to us. 617-770-3030. This is God's day. You see, he wants to give you everything. But before he gives you everything, he wants to give you something. Oh. He wants to give you something. And that something is himself. Oh, yes. He wants to give you himself, so that you're never alone, because you've got him with you, in you, through you, and for you. You're never alone. One of the things that hurt people is loneliness. And I can tell you what that's about, because I feel lonely sometimes. But he's always with me. He's always in me. He's always for me. He's always in me. I know the plans I have for you, the Lord says, plans to give you, you touch a heart, you a future and a hope. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to give you a future and a hope. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030.
Because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. There's a little sin that we can't get out of our lives. Again, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's only by my spirit. You know, when we receive heaven into us, everything of the earth needs to leave. It's all about living a surrendered life, you know. People who go to church don't get total freedom. It's people who surrender their life to Jesus. And church is a wonderful thing. The Eucharist and Mass, it's a wonderful thing. I go to church as much as I can. I receive the Eucharist and the sacraments as much as I can. And it's given me so much freedom and joy and peace. But the surrendered life, that second by second, moment by moment, I know that Jesus is doing it for me. He's doing it for you. Every second he's drawing you, he's trying to draw you closer to him, and he will be if you just surrender your life to him. If you surrender your life to him, if you surrender your life to him, you know, every second on this earth, we can be, you can be, I can be drawn closer into the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He can be just taking things from us and replacing it with him. Jesus, take my stony heart. Take our stony heart and replace it with your Sacred Heart, Lord. We just pray right now for release of the waves of your glory, the waves of your kingdom, Lord, that I was only on this earth. You are only on this earth for the highest reason, and that is to love God and be loved by God. Can you be loved by God today? You know, it's impossible to love ourselves unless we love God. The only way we can begin to love ourselves and value ourselves is when we begin to love and value our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Because without that, we are lost. You know, we are lost. And Jesus doesn't want you to be lost. Because, Father, what's the best part of being lost?
The best part of being lost is being found. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. Sing it. Who's calling?
This is Barbara, I'm calling because I had a fever, and the fever is gone, but I'm a little bit weak right now, and I want to go tomorrow to an important prayer meeting that we're having for our country. So I want God to heal me, make me strong.
Father, in the name of Jesus, pour out the strength of the Holy Spirit into Barbara, the strength of the Spirit. No more weakness in the name of Jesus. No more weakness in the name of Jesus. No more weakness in the name of Jesus. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. You never know freedom until you surrender all. You'll never know freedom. People think, well, if I get a brand new car, I'll have freedom. No, I'm sorry.
For a couple hours.
Yeah, a couple hours, that's about it. Until you... Who's calling?
Hi, Father Thomas, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
I asked the Lord who I should ask for prayer for, and he brought to mind right away a close friend who I mentioned to you sometimes. She's had some emotional and mental challenges in the last couple of years. but she has a phobia about thunderstorms. She lives in another part of the country, and they've been having almost daily thunderstorms, but this is a phobia that's just developed in, I don't know, the last year. And she literally calls me in a panic asking me to pray for her every time there's a thunderstorm predicted.
Okay, we pray for this woman in the name of Jesus, that the thunder would not bother her anymore in the name of Jesus, that when thunder comes, she'd be able to praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Lord, we pray for this woman. Heal her emotionally by the power of your grace. Let her know, God, that you love her and that you've got a call on her life. Let her know that she doesn't need to be afraid anymore, because Jesus said, be not afraid, don't fear. As a matter of fact, in the Bible, it tells us 365 times, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. So we ask you, Lord, that this woman would drop her fear by the grace of God, only by the grace of God. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit's alive. We're going to experience the presence of God tonight in a mighty way. And, you know, some people don't understand it. When we're singing Jesus, they leave. And that's when the anointing is strong. When we're singing Jesus, or Lord, or I love you, that's when the anointing is strong. And don't leave. Don't leave. Just stay there. Let God minister to you. It's all about ministering to God. We minister to him through our prayer and through our singing. But he ministers to us through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. How we need heaven. How we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. How we need it. We are bankrupt without the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit, and I know that he lives in my heart. I need more of the Holy Spirit. The scripture says, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more. Are you asking for the Holy Spirit? What are you asking for? You're asking for money? I tell you, money comes and goes. You know what money is? Green pieces of paper with dead presidents on the green paper. That's what money is. Green pieces of paper with dead presidents on the paper. You don't need money. You need Jesus. You need Jesus, and he will supply all your needs. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. I guess no one's calling. We're almost finished. Let me just tell you this. Tonight at 7 o'clock, at 44 School Street, Quincy, we have our charismatic prayer meeting. We know that God anoints it. We know because we've seen God do it. He's healed people without being prayed with. This is God at work. This is a move of God. This is something that God does. If God doesn't do it, we're stuck. It's all up to him. But we praise him, we worship him, we glorify him, and then we allow him to minister to us. 617-770-3030. 1 minute, Anthony.
Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy.
Thee, Christ the Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth your Spirit. We call down the kingdom of God to come and touch every listener, Lord. Fill in any emptiness within them, any gaps, any emptiness, any loneliness, Lord, just touch it right now. Rema ya rosoto, rama rana ma rema siave. Give every listener wisdom and revelation of why they're on this earth. Let the fiery love of God just come and invade their bodies. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? God's Spirit dwells in you, Lord. Take out the spirit of the earth from me, from Father, from every listener, and just implant fully, God, your Spirit within us, so that we can begin to live an ascended life, Lord, so that we can pull down heaven upon earth, so that we can live on earth as it is in heaven, and be filled with the fullness and the freedom and the love and the joy in the kingdom of God within us. Do you not know the kingdom of God resides within you? That out of your most innermost being will flow rivers and rivers of the living water. And what's this living water? It's the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, come and set your people aflame.
Yes, God, come in glory. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.